Thank you for calling Pawnee Leasing Corporation.
Hi, this is Yasmina. I am in the office, but right now I'm away from my desk for operator assistance, please. Pawnee Leasing, this is Yasmina. How can I help you?
Hi, Yasmina. This is Brian with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I was just confused as to how to calculate the rent with tax. I mean, we have the invoice and there's freight sales on it. And they're not taxable, right? So I was just wondering how to calculate the advance payment.
Is this a deal we have in-house?
Yeah.
And who has it?
It's QB Sports Bar and Grill.
Okay, what's the app number?
The app number, yeah, sorry, let me get that for you. It is 2016. 083-082.
So 083-082. And it's QB Spark Bar and Grill?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are you trying to calculate?
So, we're calculating the payment amount with tax, right? But we're financing them for the equipment and freight sales. So, but for freight sales, we can't, it's not taxable, right? So, I was just wondering how I should calculate the total rent with tax.
The equipment cost? You need to do the equipment cost, and then you need to treat the deal as on the stream.
As on the stream?
Yes.
Okay. So, for, I'm sorry, could you explain to me what that means?
Okay, I'm going to transfer you to a marketing assistant, and
okay.
She can help you walk through this, okay?
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Thanks.
Pawnee Leasing, this is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. This is Brian with the Bank of Cardiff. I just have some questions on how to calculate the rent with tax for one of our deals.
Sure. Sure, I'm looking. I believe I'm looking at Yasmina. Gave me the app number. Is it for QB Sports Bar and Grill specifically that you want to look at?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Great. So the way we do it, I'm just going to dive in. The way we do it is we do base taxes off of what kind of lease you're doing and then the equipment location. So those two things are what we need to know prior to being able to give you a tax rate or how it's treated.
Right.
So do you know, are you doing an FMV or a TRL or EFA?
Yeah, so we're doing an FMV.
FMV.
Yeah, and I got the tax rate. It was at 7%, and it was just freight charges weren't taxable.
Mm-hmm.
And our invoice includes that. So the monthly rent that I got, you know, included the freight charges. But since they're not taxable, I was just wondering how I should calculate the rent with tax.
Okay, so you said it's on the invoice, though?
Yeah.
Well, for the state of Alabama, for an FMV lease, we're required to collect the taxes on the stream, which means your vendor cannot collect them. We have to, and then we will remit them to the state monthly.
Okay.
So how we do it then is we take the equipment cost, so that can include tax. So your docks, it can include the tax. It's got to be taken off the invoice, and it's got to just be the equipment cost.
Okay.
And then, does that make sense?
Yeah. So basically take off the freight sales off of the invoice and then tax.
You can leave freight on there.
Okay.
But tax cannot be collected by the vendor on the invoice.
Okay.
So I don't know what you're looking at. I'm not looking at the same invoice as you, but I mean, that's all I can tell you is that we collect the taxes on the stream in our contract payments.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So yeah. No, I understand that. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's no tax on the invoice, right? Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm just for the when I'm creating the docs. Right.
Oh, for the non-taxable part. Is that what? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I apologize.
Yeah. No, it's all right.
So there will be a section. So you can put your equipment cost in, and then it'll ask you for your tax treatment, and you will put tax on lease installment. And either before that or after that, it will say, is any part of the invoice amount non-taxable? And you will drop down to yes, and then you will add anything that's non-taxable. So if you said you had freight and it's not taxable in the zip code, you just put that amount for freight in, and it won't factor it in to what we tax.
I think you and I are both looking at different documents because the documents I'm creating they have a schedule of rental payment section, right? And then there's monthly rent, and then there's rent with tax.
Right.
So
you've already generated your documents?
So, no, these are ones that we fill out manually.
Are you guys discounting it?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's not set up as a discount deal I see in our system. It says broker. If you're discounting it and using your own docs, then yeah, pretty much you'll just not factor in that freight into the amount that you tax monthly.
Yeah. So basically, I would what I thought I would be doing would be calculating the payment amount without the freight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then adding tax to that, and then do a separate payment for the freight, and then just add those two payments together. Does that make sense?
Oh God. I suppose. I mean, I just can't relate because I've never had to do it manually like that. I've always just had our system, and it does it for us. So I'm not sure. I mean, what you're saying does make sense.
Yeah.
Because you just want to make sure you don't tax that amount.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
However you get there.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's probably going to be correct. just
all right.
I apologize. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it's a complicated situation. So,
especially when you have computers do it for you the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so hopefully that makes sense.
I mean, yeah, hopefully, because I mean, well, I guess I can only try, right?
Yeah. I mean, because. Well, sorry, just thought of another thing. If you're discounting it, can you figure it out on our discount invoice?
Maybe.
Won't that give you all the information? You can add the non-taxable, and you can add the equipment cost, and then you can put the taxable percentage, and then it also factors in your points and all that stuff.
Because, like, our docs don't calculate anything. Like, we have to do all the calculations and then just put in the amount. So, that's why
do
I just...
Do you use our discount? Do you use Pawnee's discount invoice? Do you know what I'm saying when I say that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we do.
Okay. That might also help you because I know now that I think about it, if I do ever have to do anything with discounters and I need to play around with, like, numbers, I use a discount invoice and kind of play around there. So that might help you. Like, see if you do it manually, like the way you just explained to me, and then do it on the discount invoice and see if it matches up.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try that. Thank you.
No problem. I feel so bad. I was trying to explain all that stuff to you in the beginning, and you're like, no, dude, stop. I know what you're saying. So I apologize. I was not trying to...
Yeah, no, it's okay.
...chastise or start from the beginning. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you have any other additional questions or anything, feel free to call me, extension 267. I can try and help.
Okay, clearly. Perfect, Jamie. Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye.